ISO fam, we're back. Episode 2 of Angel Radio. This is Angel Radio with O'Neal White. Sending love and light to all of my listeners. I appreciate y'all being here. The number today, angel number 49. 49. Angel number 49 on Angel Radio. So let's get into it. Angel 49. Angel number 49. Now this number is a high energy number, indicating your readiness to get to work on your higher calling in life. The angels ask you to get to work on your divine mission without delay. Now is the time to finish any incomplete projects. Clear the space in your calendar to work on your true priorities. So if there's anything that, any type of loose ends that you need to tighten, complete, move past, maybe it's a job that you're finishing, some details on a particular project or assignment, and then you're possibly looking for more work, or you're looking to actualize this dream that you've had for yourself creatively. Now is the time, while we do have time, to complete all of these loose ends, all of these projects, all of these agreements. It's time to clear the space so you can work on your true priorities, your soul mission. Some of you may know your soul mission. Some of you may not know your soul mission. What I have experienced and what I could share with you is soul mission, your divine mission, true purpose in life is usually something that you've always had. Some type of talent or something that brings you complete joy. You feel like a kid when you're doing it, like it's effortless for you. I think that's where you should start, you know, and just allow yourself to be open-minded and have your heart open into finding out something new about yourself. So Angel 49 is symbol of intuition and inner strength. I feel that all human beings obtain or have a sense of intuition or that gut feeling. We all have it. And I think that it's important for, or I know it's very important for all of us to start to trust intuition. When we trust our intuition, we eliminate fear, anxiety, stress, and then trust that whatever situation, whatever decision that had to be made, you made it with your gut. And all you can do is have faith at the end of that, so you can let that go and move forward, which goes into inner strength. The inner strength is the faith, the wisdom in knowing that, okay, these scenarios are very different, every scenario is different, but the feeling of making decisions or moving forward, there will always be a level of self-doubt living in this physical realm, this physical reality, this human experience that we are currently living, it can be difficult to trust because there's so many outside exterior forces around people, mentors, whomever, people that you trust, their opinions do make an impression on the decision that you, the final decision that you make. So it's important to have intuition and to trust your inner strength, that wisdom. It goes on to say, you're on the cusp of realizing your soul's mission and fulfilling your highest potential. The opportunity that is on its way is in alignment with your higher purpose in life and should be taken. Right? There's an opportunity that's just in the horizon for you. You may know, you may have an idea. If you don't, just be present. Be aware of the signs. But yes, there's an opportunity coming for you. And this promotes and is in alignment with that higher purpose, that divine mission, that soul mission. The reason why you were created, your purpose in life. So you should take this opportunity. This opportunity may not seem ideal for you. It could possibly be something different, you know. In the times we live in, it's very, very important to be adaptable to change. So be open-minded at this opportunity. It may not look the way you envisioned it to look or envision yourself doing or being. Roll your sleeves up and get to work. Angel 49 goes on to say that it's time to reconnect with your inner self and to strengthen your instincts. When you see angel number 49 appearing again and again in your experience, it is a sign from the angels that you are nearing the end of a process of personal and spiritual transformation that will continue to change your life circumstances for the better. Tap into your intuition. That's really good. So if you're seeing, if you've been seeing 49, like myself, I've been seeing it in different sequences. It could be a series of three numbers, but 49 is in that number. You know, when you break down angel numbers, it starts with the single digits, and you then add on to those numbers. And what I will do is give you an example of that. ISO fam. So we back part two of episode two. We were discussing angel number 49. 49. Angel number 49. So we're going to kick back where we left off, where I was separating the angel numbers four and the angel number nine, but due to technical difficulties, I had to split this entire episode up into two. So we're going to jump back into it. Angel number four. It reads that angels are with you. Call upon them for help, guidance, and feelings of love and security. Organization is also associated with this number. Patience, loyalty, trust. When we no longer are able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. Now, that's something to really think about. I know I've had my share of times where I wanted to be in control of a particular situation with a loved one or someone I cared about. And although my intentions were good, I didn't take in consideration that, you know, I was dealing with someone completely different that has a completely different life and a completely different mindset. And we are all on different levels of enlightenment in life. So the way I think may not be the same way for someone else. I can't expect that to happen. So I found myself in these situations where I was trying to change a situation. But what I've learned over a long time of making these mistakes or tripping, I was challenged through these difficult times to change myself in order to move forward and to heal. Also, angel number four speaks of energy of practicality. It means you can rely on being practical to get out of a bind. You can count on your practicality to make a situation better. You know, just think about those times where you kept it simple. And you didn't really think too much into it. You just, you know, reacted by instinct. I believe that this is what it's talking about, the energy of practicality, using this muscle more often when you, in the face of adversity, or in a bind, you know, you have to make a quick decision. Keep it simple. So I want to go a little bit into angel number nine, which is one of my favorite numbers and one of the numbers that I first started to see on a regular basis in different types of sequences. But the number nine is a special number for me. And I want to share some of these things with you from some of my trusted sources. It reads, life plan and soul mission involve being of service to humanity through the use of your natural talents and skills. Your divine life purpose involves the giving of service through your natural talents, passions, and interests. So you see, it is, it's very powerful right now to create a way to give of yourself through your passions and through the things that you're interested in. And earlier in the first part, I was talking about understanding these talents, finding out about your soul mission, your soul purpose, which is connected to these natural skills and these talents and these gifts and these interests that, you know, it's just so effortless for you to enjoy and to create. It doesn't feel like work, you know. Really investigate what those natural talents that you have and those passions that you haven't really told anybody about. You just keep them to yourself because you may think that they're weird or they're, you know, no one understand them. How will I create this? You know, we're very creative beings, and there is always a solution. There's always a way to be creative and to express yourself. So, and you'll be surprised the feedback of people that understand where you're coming from. And if not, it doesn't matter, because the only thing that matters is if you believe in it and it makes you happy, that's all that matters. It's a very difficult statement, even when I said it. It's very difficult at times to remind yourself when you're dealing with, you know, feeling alone or feeling like no one understands you, understands these crazy images or this crazy imagination that you have when you speak about it. So you keep it to yourself, but this is the time to be of service and using these effortlessly talents that you have, or these passions and these skills that you've acquired over the years, use them. Right now I'm using my talent of speaking. I've always been told that I should be on radio. Recently, I went to go get my driver's license renewed, and this really cool lady told her, this was in Georgia, so I definitely didn't think that when I saw her, I didn't think that she was from Georgia. She had this Betty Page type of haircut, blue, tall. She looked a bit European, but she had a British accent. And, you know, when I greeted her, she was like, wow, your voice, wow. Like, are you on radio? Like, you sound like someone important. And it was just another confirmation over many years where people have expressed and told me that my voice, they like the way my voice sounds. It's very calming. And so here we are. I'm using this natural gift of voice that I was given by the divine. And I'm going to continue to use it. So, all right, let's get back into angel number 9. It goes on to say higher consciousness and humanitarianism. When number 9 is active in your life, it is a sign that you are in connection with your higher purpose. So if you out there have seen the angel number 9, reoccurring angel number 9 over and over and over and over, please do not think that this is just mere coincidence. This is a synchronicity. There are angels around you right now, wanting to guide you, wanting to help you in whatever situation you are currently in these times. So yes, this is a sign that you are in connection with your higher purpose. Think about that higher purpose. I'm continuing to repeat this, you know, about thinking about your life purpose, your divine life purpose, using your natural talents, gifts, the skills that you've acquired to be of service to humanity. It goes on to say love, karma, spiritual enlightenment, and awakening is also associated with this number 9. Sensitivity of perception, the global spiritual laws, influence of the divine, higher perspective, and elaborate viewpoint, living life as a role model to many. Positivity is also associated with this number, nonconformity, philanthropy, light working, and altruism. So there's a lot of humanitarian type of work, charitable work. What is it that you could do to help during these times? We all have gifts. I think it's important at this time to do what you can to be of service in the ways that you want to do it. Don't always feel like you have to perform just because you know how to do something. Make sure what you choose to do is coming from a good place and it has good intention. Because if you find yourself doing something that you don't enjoy just doing it because you think that you have to, then you're going to find yourself in a really difficult place with your inner self. You know, the doubt will start creeping up in there and you get confused about which direction to take. So be careful about how you choose to be of service. Okay, make sure it's something that you're passionate about. I think that's very, very important. So it goes on to say, more importantly, this number stands for decisions, judgments, and conclusions that we take in life. Look to ways of serving others in positive, uplifting ways. Get creative with this. Yes. So number four, and angel number nine pretty much talk about that your angels are here with you, call on them for your guidance, for their guidance. It's also about organization, patience, trust, being practical in life. Also finding out what your life path and your soul mission. It should be geared towards something charitable, humanitarianism, connected with your true passion, your natural gifts and talents that you have. Share those with the world right now if you've been seeing this number nine. So I'm going to jump back into 49. Since we have broke down the number four and the number nine, I want to jump back into angel number 49. All right. So it goes on to say, time to reconnect with your inner self and the strengthen your instincts. Time to reconnect with your inner self and to strengthen your instincts. So, like earlier when I was saying in part one, and also a little bit about earlier when we broke down those numbers, it's important to understand that we all have intuition and we all have inner wisdom. And it's a very, very important time now to reconnect with your inner self, that inner child in you. It's time to reconnect with that young girl, a young boy, because your inner self is crying out. And it's time to listen. I have struggled with connecting with my inner self. I had buried my inner self so far down because it was just uncomfortable. And now it's imperative that I connect with my inner self, because at the end of the day, this is all you have. Everything that we seek is already within ourselves, our inner selves. So what better time than now to take that opportunity to dive into finding out who you are, being in solitude if you can, finding those ways to be one with yourself in silence and find out more about yourself, I think is really important. When you see the number 49 appearing again and again in your experience, it is a sign from the angels that you are nearing the end of a process of personal and spiritual transformation that will continue to change your life circumstances for the better. So I know I said that in part one, but I wanted to reiterate that, because going into this next reading, it'll all tie in together. Tap into your intuition. A sign from your angels, and this number is that you need to do some soul searching. to get in touch with the wisdom that is within you already. So, as I was saying earlier, this is a very, very great time to be one with self and reconnect. Because we all think that we don't know enough. But if we actually thought about it, we know a lot. If you actually sat down and thought about it, you've done a lot in life. We're always moving so fast, so we don't take the time to smell the roses, as you say, or just to sit back and reflect on all the great accomplishments and all the great things that has happened in your life, bigger and small. So this is a time for soul searching, reconnecting with your inner self, your inner wisdom. As this number continues to appear in your experience, think about the opportunities that have been presented to you in recent months. So I'm just hold for a second with that and just kind of think about that. Think about new opportunities that have appeared on your path. I mean, it could be anything from a random phone call from an old colleague or a old friend or family member for whatever reason. And they need your help with something. And you're the only one that could do it, or the only one that they know that could do it. So, or there could be a email from a previous employer or a job that you applied for. It could be so many different things, but just think about these new opportunities that have been presenting themselves on your path lately in the last couple months. Life purpose has a lot to do with the angel number 49. Life purpose is associated with this number. It's a reminder to stop ignoring your life's mission and start working on it. Maybe you already know what your life purpose is and what you want to do for the rest of your life. If you don't know, don't panic. Just be aware of what is happening around you. When all else fails, serve humanity. We are human. Humanity. We are meant to coexist together, to help each other, to, you know, there's power in numbers. So when all else fails, if you're just not sure, take your time to just observe, and usually your intuition will let you know when you find or you find this passion of yours that you've always wanted, that you probably already know you have or that you do. It's just you're not thinking of it in a new way. I know I have had my share of panic. Earlier on in life, I knew exactly what I wanted to do. I was very focused. I knew I wanted to be in a creative field. I knew that I wanted to do something creative. So I explored different type of mediums and found myself in fashion. And that drive drove me. I knew that was what I wanted to do for the rest of my life then. As I grew, now this was high school. Now I'm 30, about to be 38 this year. Life takes you on a roller coaster and things shift, things change. So I've been in moments where I was confused about what I wanted in my life. All of these dreams and aspirations that I had early on, I had achieved them early, and now I was looking for something a bit deeper purpose, a deeper meaning in life, and something that will wake me up in the morning, inspire me to be creative. I'm still searching. I think that it's important that I say that. No matter how old you are, you still have time to create the life that you want. Do the things that you've always wanted to do. It's never too late. If life takes you on a detour, allow that detour to happen, because on these detours and on these, when I call them detours, things that we call failures, these are detours. The decisions that we made, action, reaction. The reaction was, okay, it may not have been the best decision, so this detour is going to take you down this route, and it may not be a fun route, but along that route, you will learn a lot of lessons that will then bring you back to where you were intended to be at that particular time, because you're always on time. Time is an illusion. You're always on time. So sometimes you will need to go through the hard way, experience in different ways until you know which one is for you. So don't give up. And sometimes you just know it. Lucky for the people that know their mission, their soul mission, what they're supposed to be doing in life. They know, they don't, their faith is not wavering. I applaud you. I congratulate you. But I equally congratulate the ones out there that do not know what they want yet and that are still trying to figure that out and not giving up hope, being very optimistic and positive about knowing that they'll figure it out. When the moment comes, you make that leap, okay? When you feel the time is right for you, you will feel like something very familiar and easy, like I was saying earlier, right? Something that is so effortless for you to do. Once the stars align and though that moment comes, you make that leap, okay? And you follow that path because the angels have set this path out for you. And this is why you're probably seeing the number 49. It's about life purpose. It's about serving humanity. It's a reminder to stop ignoring, finding, and soul searching for your life purpose and your life path. It goes on to say, to talk about divine elevation. So we went from life purpose to divine elevation. The angels want to elevate your life status. In doing so, you will have to undergo some little changes. It is your will and open heart that will welcome this in. If you don't open the door for them, your status will remain the same. Praying alone will not help. You need to act on your prayers. Praying alone will not help. You need to act on your prayers. So in episode 1, we were talking a little bit about that, angel number 787, where prayer and work combine together, and that's how miracles happen. So please remember and believe that you are the initiator of the elevation. You have the skills. You have the wisdom. You have the know-how within yourself already of what needs to be done to elevate yourself. There's a lot of work that goes into it, for so much work that goes into it, but at least congratulate yourself on acknowledging the fact that there needs to be some type of elevation, or that you see the divine elevation, and allowing this process to happen, having an open heart, an open mind, prayer with action, and this will help in embarking on this serious soul searching mission. So it's really important to start this soul searching mission right now. What better time in this moment of quarantine to make that a priority? So once we're able to reconnect with our loved ones or our friends or whoever is on the outside, we are being a better sense of understanding of ourselves and how to mend past relationships, how to move on or move past certain relationships, be our better selves. And this is how love comes in. Once we love ourselves, that's how we can receive it. I want to end off with one more quote for 49, and it's, "The inner power comes from great intuition, but only if they have strength to believe, because they are often unsure of whether they should listen to that voice or not." It's interesting about intuition, second-guessing intuition. I've always heard the saying, or I've said it before, I should listen to my gut with that situation after it has happened. But this number emphasizes trusting the intuition more often. I'm not sitting here and saying that intuition always works, but whenever in doubt, follow your gut, follow your intuition. It will serve you well. Okay. And also, when in doubt, be practical. Use the energy of angel number 4, if you've been seeing it, to take advantage of this energy of being practical and the energy of practicality. When you're in a bind, keep it simple. It's the best way to move past any frustration or stress. So thank you for listening to angel number 49. And we're going to get out of here with this little number that I created. So just a little wrap up. Angel number 49 on Angel Radio. It's a high energy number, symbol of intuition and inner strength. It's time to reconnect with your inner self and to strengthen your instincts. Tap into intuition. Tap into it. Also goes and talks about serving humanity, finding our life purpose, divine elevation, making that leap, taking that leap, following the path, exploring those natural gifts and talents, skills that you've acquired over the years, and create something magical from it. Many people ask me where I get all of my resources from my readings. For the last decade, I've read a lot of material online and books, and there's a handful of trusted sources that I look to when it comes to angel numbers and readings. And I like to compare, see what I believe versus what I don't believe that's actually going on in my life. So TrustedPsychicMediums.com is one source. TrustedPsychicMediums.com. Also, Dorian Virtue, the numerologist queen. So Dorian Virtue plus Lynette Brown, there's a book called Angel Numbers. And I really like that because it's just a little pocket-sized book that you could carry with you whenever you see numbers. You could pick it up and just check out those numbers and see what they mean. Also, angelnumber.org and thesecretofthetarot.org are two other sources that I like to use. So thanks again. This is Angel Radio with O'Neill White, episode 2, part 2. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Anchor, for this platform. And I look forward to sharing some more words with you. All right. Blessings, love, and light.